is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. He's being called a strong person of interest in last week's Manhattan murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione has been arraigned on various charges after his arrest in Altoona, Pennsylvania, including having an unlicensed weapon and forgery. Tyler Fry was the arresting officer.
It feels good to get a guy like that off the street, especially starting my career this way. It feels great.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says it is deeply disturbing that some people online are celebrating this person of interest.
I have no tolerance, nor should anyone, for one man using an illegal ghost gun to murder someone because he thinks his opinion matters most.
Authorities say they expect murder charges to be filed soon in New York. Marine veteran Daniel Penny, who put agitated subway rider Jordan Neely in a chokehold, has been acquitted of criminally negligent homicide. CBS News New York's Alice Gaynor.
The jury foreperson was asked, had they reached a verdict? She said yes. When asked what the verdict was, she paused and said not guilty. Thunderous applause erupted. Court officers were yelling for everyone to be quiet. We saw Daniel Penny turn to the side and slightly smiled. Both of his attorneys hugged one another.
Neely's father saying after today's verdict,
I miss my son. My son didn't have to go through this. I didn't have to go through this either.
Trying to build support among senators ahead of confirmation hearings, some of President-elect Donald Trump's picks were on Capitol Hill today. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on one of them.
Pete Hegseth, Trump's embattled choice for defense secretary, made some progress. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a former service member seen as a pivotal vote, met with Hegseth a second time and said in a statement she'd support Pete through this process, but wouldn't say how she'd vote.
Following 13 years of civil war in Syria, President Bashar al-Assad's rule is over, with him fleeing the country as rebel forces quickly took over major cities. The family of kidnapped journalist Austin Tice are hoping to now receive more information on his whereabouts. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
The family of American journalist Austin Tice, missing since 2012, say they've been told he's alive.
In chaos, there is opportunity. So this is the moment to reach out to any and all organizations or individuals.
President Biden said Sunday they think they can get him out.
Polygamous sect leader Samuel Bateman in Arizona gets 50 years in prison in a scheme to orchestrate sex involving children. Bateman had pleaded guilty to claiming more than 20 spiritual wives, including 10 underage girls. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel holiday gift guide at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
Lowe's knows that to win the job, pros need the best prices. That's why only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500 at the Pro Desk. That means you get the prices you need to start any job, small or large. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid in-store only. More terms and restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms or Pro Desk for details.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
The Biden administration is taking action against a couple of notorious chemicals, but the new rules may not stick.
The EPA has announced it's banning two chemical solvents used in everyday products that are known cancer causers. PERC and TCE are both used in dry cleaning. Perchloroethylene is also used in car care products. TCE in spot removers, lubricants, and glue. Both have been linked to a myriad of cancers, including liver, kidney, brain, testicular, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Any rules put in place in the final stretch of the Biden administration are subject to the Congressional Review Act, allowing an incoming Senate to overturn them. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Britain's Royal Mint is launching a coin collection in honor of Paul McCartney. The coins feature the neck of McCartney's Hofner violin bass, his magic piano, the Wings logo, and a signature. The other side of the coins, available in 2025, show King Charles. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds stick around tonight, a little breezy, lows in the upper 20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high into the low 30s. Some snow showers late tomorrow night into Wednesday, falling temps through the 20s and becoming breezy. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Goes into a dance and doubles on the zoo. Down Rock to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
If you're listening to our Timeless Hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and Timeless Hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Christmas, Sinner's Christmas.
lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I know. I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
Watch. on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
and whatever comes our way. Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and what's in, explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born.
And when the morning of the mornings past, the gas and flies of she left the night before. Is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. New York prosecutors charge a suspect with murder in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The suspect was arrested earlier today in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and our Matt Piper has more on that.
A police officer only on the force for 6 months is who responded when a McDonald's employee recognized Luigi Mangione as a person of interest. The officer and another asked Mangione to pull down his blue medical mask and also recognized him. Police say he was found with a box of masks, a 3D printed pistol and silencer, and $10,000 in cash. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says the 26-year-old had been traveling throughout the state.
This suspect traveled between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, making stops in between, obviously here in Altoona.
Court documents say when police asked Mangione if he'd been to New York recently, he began to shake. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Mangione's family says in a statement they're shocked and devastated by his arrest and offer prayers to the family of Brian Thompson. A bomb threat against the home of Republican Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene leads to a death and an injury in the city of Rome, Georgia. WSB's Michelle Wright reports.
As officers are en route to investigate those claims, one of them gets into a wreck. That crash injures the officer and kills a woman in the other vehicle. The congresswoman says in a social media post she's heartsick about the death of Tammy Picklesmeyer and the injury to the police officer, going on to say that the perpetrator of this crime has committed murder. The FBI and other law enforcement agencies are now involved. Michelle Wright for CBS News, Atlanta.
Six people are charged with human smuggling in a semi-trailer crash in Mexico that killed more than 50 migrants. CBS's Adrian Bard has more from Mexico City.
This incident happened in southern Mexico in 2021. It underscores how human traffickers operate, in this case packing more than 160 migrants who paid to be taken to the U.S. into a semi-trailer truck. More than 50 people died. Most of them were from Guatemala.
President Biden says the U.S. will help manage the risk after rebels captured Damascus over the weekend and Syria's new administration moves to form a new government. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports.
Many fear that these are Islamists who want to impose some sort of religious rule over the country. However, there have been signals from their leader, a man by the name of Jalani, suggesting that he wants to bring Syrians together.
Meantime, Israeli strikes have hit suspected chemical and long-range weapon sites in Syria, and the foreign minister says the aim is to keep them from rebels. A mass evacuation of Philippine villages is underway after a brief but major volcanic eruption on central Negros Island. Some 87,000 people have been told to leave. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours. And Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
TikTok asks the federal appeals court to stop enforcement of a potential ban until a Supreme Court review. A special auction is scheduled for later this month.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments, dating from 300 to 800 AD, will be auctioned in New York City.